Kakosh, Boketov, Chodesh Tov. We're just going to continue with the halachot of now. It's going to be Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbat. We started mentioning one of these halachot in the Mishmar last night, so we're just going to continue, and it goes as follows. The Rama in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Kuf Nun Gimel, right? Comes the Rama over there, is in Siv Bet, and he says as follows. V'nahagu shelo lilmod be'erev Tisha B'Av mechatzov ve'elach ki'im edvarim emutarim b'Tisha B'Av. It says there's a minhag that we're not allowed to learn on Erev Tisha B'Av, only from Chatzot onwards, we're only allowed to learn things which are permitted to learn on Tisha B'Av in itself. Which means that, for example, right, from Chatzot, let's say Chatzot is going to be around 1:30 or 1:20, whatever the time is exactly of Chatzot, of midday. So what's going to happen is, from that time onwards, we're not supposed to learn whether it's going to be Gemara, the Fiumi, the Reichumash, all these things. We're only allowed to learn the things which are permitted to learn during the actual Tisha B'Av in itself. However, though, comes now the Raman says, V'lachen, and therefore, in Chal B'Shabbat, if it's going to come out on Shabbat, so for example, this year Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbat. So says the Rama, En omrim Pirkei Avot, you're not going to say Pirkei Avot, right? Which means that the Ashkenazim have a minhag, we have the minhag of saying Pirkei Avot from Pesach to Shavuot. They say it the entire summertime. So this next Shabbat, they are not going to say, because since it's after Chatzot, they won't learn Pirkei Avot. That's what's brought down in the Rama. So first of all, we have to actually understand what is our minhag, which means next Shabbat, are we allowed to do, for example, in the afternoon after Chatzot? Are we allowed to learn Gemara? Are we allowed to have a shiur? What are we allowed to do? What are we not allowed to do? So it says here as follows. The Kaf HaChaim brings down in Siv Katan Yud Chet that the Minhag HaOlam is to be Machminim, and therefore also why? Because he says, because at the end of the day, since we could be Machmin, we could learn something which you're allowed to learn in Tisha B'Av. So therefore, we shouldn't learn next Shabbat after Chatzot. We should only learn things which we are supposed to be learning, which is things to do with Tisha B'Av, right? However, though, he says, if a person learns, for example, 18 Mishnayot a day or whatever, and then all of a sudden he wasn't able to finish before Chatzot, or if they have minhag to say Divrei Torah on the table, en levatel mishum zeh, we don't have to be machmin on this because of the minhag. So this is the shita of the Kav HaChaim. So it's mashma the Kav HaChaim that lecha techila, you do have to be machmin. However, though, right, he brings over here that the Rav Chida in the Birkei Yosef, he says, no, we paskin like the Taz. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Taz, that the Taz was mepakpek meod aminiyat elimu b'Shabbat. He was very against not learning on Shabbat. So he says, and therefore he finishes by saying that if you're going to learn on Shabbat after Chatzot, you didn't lose anything. So comes the Rav Chida and he says, we go like the Taz, and therefore you're allowed to learn whatever you want after Chatzot. So he says, and not only that, they bring down in the name of the Yavetz. So one second, what do you want to learn? You're going to learn now something which is for Tisha B'Av. You're not supposed to learn on Shabbat things which make you sad. So therefore, what are you going to learn exactly? What are you doing? You're going to start learning Ilchot Avelut on Shabbat. What are you going to do exactly? So therefore, he says that it's better not to. And the Ben Ish Chai also says that the Minhag was like the Mekilim. And also the Chazon Ovadia and Amud Resh Mem Chet also says that we pass Kin Lekula. And therefore, right, what's happening is that it comes out the next Shabbat after Chatzot. Us, the Sfaradim, we have no problem of learning whatever we want after Chatzot. And even according to the Ashkenazim, you do have a lot of what to rely on, as is brought down in the Mishabra, the name of the Taz, and also the Biur Alecha, the opposite. A lot of people said that if you're going to start prohibiting them to start learning, so then what are you going to do? They're going to start wasting their time, and then it's actually even worse. So it was better that they should have learned than that they're not going to learn. So therefore, it is better that they're going to learn afterwards. Even though the Kaf HaChaim does bring down that if we are going to come and we are going to permit the learning, we shouldn't learn things that have a very strong pilpul or omek, a very strong depth. Because if not, what's going to happen is we're going to still have that simcha, right, going into Tisha B'Av. Now, this is all to do with the Shabbat, right? Which again, Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbat and then it pushes it off. What happens, Be'emet, like the first halakha, which was on a normal year? Normal year, can I learn Torah after Chatzot, Erev Tisha B'Av? So we just brought down that the Ramah at the beginning said that at the end of the day, you're not supposed to learn anything on Erev Tisha B'Av from Chatzot onwards. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what's the reasoning why not? The Torah mesamachat alev, because Torah, it makes a person happy. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, this is not Medina, because on Erev Tisha B'Av, we're allowed all the inunim. Meaning, on Erev Tisha B'Av, we're allowed to do everything. We're allowed to wear shoes, we're allowed to take a shower, right? We're allowed to wash our hands, we're allowed to do all these things, which technically speaking, on Tisha B'Av, we're not allowed to do. So therefore, he says, Arbe Acharonim Mashma, that they took on the Minhag, and they didn't go against it, even if it was good to be Chal on Shabbat. However, he says, there were Acharonim that went against this Minhag. So on a regular year, it comes out that here the Mishnah Berurah Tiferet quotes Ben Ish Chai that he was actually machmir, right? And also the Rav Ben Sion Abba Shaul also as well, unless it's mamash very, very difficult for him and then he's not going to learn, so then he's allowed to learn whatever he wants. However, though, the Chazon Ovadia and Amun Drash Memchet says that even on a normal year, you're allowed to learn after Chatzot whatever you want. And you do not have to be machmir like this Ramah, right, in order to only learn things which are supposed to be for Tisha B'Av. Why? Because he says that the entire concept was because Pikudei Adonai Shavim Mesamech Elev, which means that we do not want to learn Torah, but learning Torah makes us happy. And therefore he says, and what happens is that this happiness is only going to be prohibited on Tisha B'Av itself, not on Erev Tisha B'Av. So just as a summary, again one more time, it comes out that on a regular year, right? Regular year means that Tisha B'Av is going to fall, whether it's going to be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or whatever the day is. So then again, from Chatzot onwards, the Ramah is Machmir. And that's what's Mashma, the Maskanav, the Mishnah Brura. That's also the Ben Ish Chai and Rav Ben Sion Abba Shaul, unless it's difficult for you to learn something else. So you should be Machmir after Chatzot to learn things which are only going to be learned on Tisha B'Av. However, though, this year, that it's another concept, that it also falls out on Shabbat, so therefore it comes out that also on this Shabbat, what's going to happen is that you're allowed to learn again. The Mishnah Berurah does bring down the opinion, like the Ramah, that you're not supposed to learn from Chatzot onwards, only the things which are appropriate to learn for Tisha B'Av. However, though, the Taz already permitted, the Kaf Chaim was Machmir. However, though, again, the Ben Ish Chai and the Rav Chida and the Rav Ovadia also, they were all Mekilim. So this year, after Chatzot, we're allowed to learn, even though it's going to be the Shabbat of Tisha B'Av in itself, anything to do with Sina, anything to do with private matters, we are not noheg on the Tisha B'Av, which falls on Shabbat, and therefore we're allowed to learn whatever we want on the Shabbat afternoon after Chatzot on Erev Tisha B'Av.